This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. As the 2017 legislative session began to get up to speed this week, most eyes were actually on Washington and the formation of the new Trump administration and its impact on the State House.
Thank you for being willing to serve in this capacity. Great.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Cardin, for your comments. And I certainly look forward to discussing all of those things with you and the rest of the committee.
Governor Nikki Haley on Wednesday, appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Haley, for the most part, drew praise from the committee. She stressed she didn't agree with all of Donald Trump's positions on world matters and pledged to stand up to the new president when she thinks he's wrong, when she becomes America's UN ambassador. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee.
I can tell you as chairman, I feel very good about you going there with the instincts that drive the desire for reform that you've expressed here. I think you've impressed everybody in the individual meetings that you've had. I'm certain that you're going to be confirmed overwhelmingly, and I thank you for your desire to serve our country at this time in this important capacity.
Back home, Haley's fellow Republican, Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster, is preparing to step up to the governor's office. It's been over 50 years since that's happened during the middle of a governor's term. McMaster is expected to take the oath as governor just as soon as Haley is confirmed, possibly as soon as this time next week. The state Supreme Court ruled this week that once McMaster becomes governor, he will not be able to name a new lieutenant governor, as some have maintained. Even though the law changes in 2018, the court said the Senate's president pro tem is still required to become lieutenant governor. Powerful Florence Senator Hugh Leatherman has said he will not assume that office, opting to maintain his president pro tem position in the Senate. That could set off a round of musical chairs in the chamber, with another senator becoming lieutenant governor. Kevin Bryant, an Anderson pharmacist, has been prominently mentioned for the lieutenant governor position. The House Republican leadership this week introduced a new road funding plan that would add more than $600 million a year for road work. The plan would see the tax on a gallon of gasoline increase by 10 cents a gallon over 5 years. The state's current 16 cents a gallon tax is one of the lowest in the nation. A similar bill is being written in the Senate. The term dark money is back, and so is a bill to force political groups to reveal where their money comes from or who their donors are. So-called dark money groups were involved in some state Senate campaigns last year and in past attempts to increase the gas tax for roads. Florence Senator Hugh Leatherman, who waged an expensive re-election campaign fighting some of the dark money, has introduced a bill that would require political groups to disclose their spending and who makes major donations to them. Lynn Teague with the South Carolina League of Women Voters says the law is needed.
The big objection to dark money bills of this kind has been the claim that they are somehow an infringement of free speech. We don't believe that. We believe that when you're attempting to influence people's votes, it should not be anonymous.
The Senate failed to pass a dark money bill last year. However, two other ethics laws were enacted, independent ethics investigations of lawmakers and for their incomes to be disclosed. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.